What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm gonna do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hope you're having a great day. Braves are rolling right now. As we've been talking about the Braves, I am having a hard time believing that this is going to be able to be maintained by these starters outside of Chris Sale. Bryce Elder's been great. We got a great start from Grant Holmes last night. I want to believe. I'm just having a hard time believing it.
I'm with you. I understand your consternation. I just saw from Mark Bowman on MLB, and we'll talk to Grant McCauley coming up later today, that speaking of, we're talking about your pitchers, but as far as position players, Austin Riley batting at .297 with an .895 OPS since the All-Star break.
Come on now.
I mean, that's like from our lips to God's ears. We've been dogging him out, deservedly so, for the entire season. That's great to hear.
Well,
and see.
Well, that's what I was asking you about. And Walt will make the necessary adjustments, but he's hitting eighth right now. Right.
I kind of like it where he's at.
And almost it feels like no pressure.
Right. It always seemed like when he was going, I mean, June was everybody's just horrible month, but as he was really struggling,
yeah.
It always felt like he was an automatic out. There was any time there was somebody on base. During that stretch. So put him in the eight. Look, no shame in it, man. We got the rest of this lineup can rake. I love it. If it's working, roll with it.
Yeah, and it's just one of those things where you go, man, how is one of your highest paid guys and RBI producers hitting eighth? But this is where it's been this season. And so if it's working, to Mike's point, you just keep it moving. And as long as he didn't have an issue with it, obviously he doesn't. He's happy to be out there and trying to get hits. But last night, man, you know, he got an RBI, Baldwin a couple, Dubon had one, and the Braves win. They'll finish up this thing tonight. But I'm like, where has this been? What Bryce Elder, though, has shown flashes. I'm actually more of a believer in Elder than I am in Holmes because he's shown more flashes here this season. But either way, it's something we're talking about here on the show. NFL, guys, we got plenty to talk about. And Falcons official off day today. It's in the schedule. So nothing happened or anything like that. We've been at camp every day for the most part. But we're back up there tomorrow. We'll bring you the latest on what's going on. But there are these periodic off days, and they can't go back-to-back with the new CBA, you know, full pads, Mike, and how much they can work and do all that stuff. So today's one of those days. But they'll have their Saturday night lights on Saturday up at Lanier High School day, right? Lanier is where that's going down on Saturday. I think Mike Johnson and Bo are going to be up there with that and giving us all some sights and sounds from that on Saturday night. So look forward to that. Hey, man, as we are talking about the dogs at camp, we're going to talk to Mike Griffith in about an hour. Find out the latest from him and what Kirby's talking about as the dogs are now preparing for the upcoming season. Everybody's talking about the schedule. And Kirby even was asked about Kirk Cignetti in Indiana and their simple path, as it was put. Schedule-wise, how did Kirby respond to that? Stay tuned. We're going to play that for you here on the show. Right now, though, we got to get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So another running back gets paid, Mike. Jonathan Taylor, 2 years, $44 million extension for the Colts. It could be up worth $47 million, which includes $39 million in guarantees. So Jonathan Taylor, again, short deal.
And, you know, it's going to make Bijan's deal, I think, you know, look pretty good once Jahmyr Gibbs maybe eclipses his, but this is always going to be something that the Colts are going to have to do because if we talk about Bijan, I mean, without him, they're dead in the water. I mean, think about where they were last year, Daniel Jones' resurgence and Jonathan Taylor. I mean, they're trying to lean into him as best as they could. They just ran out of quarterbacks. Had to go with Phillip Rivers at the end, but you got to have him. If Daniel Jones can really come back from that Achilles as quickly as they can, I still think there's going to be some lag time, like with Cousins.
I do, too.
Look, Cousins on one leg still found a way to beat the Eagles in a come-from-behind 80-yard drive, right? that did happen. But I'm curious because that's a team where some people have the Colts just going the other way this year, like as in bad.
If you're wondering, Bijan's annual average, the annual average per year is the most in the NFL. Then Jonathan Taylor, who's 27 years old, he's 3 years older than Bijan, comes in just a bit behind him. Mike mentioned Jahmyr Gibbs. He's going to be probably higher than Bijan or at least equal. And then Saquon Barkley, who's 29 years old. So you're talking about 22.5, 22, 20 million. And then Christian McCaffrey, who's now 30 years old. That's weird to even think that Christian McCaffrey's 30 now.
Right. He came in 8th on the list last year, 1,200 yards. I'm strictly rushing, not talking about passing or receiving yards. Bijan with 1,478. Gibbs was about 200 yards shy of where our boy Bijan was. Jonathan Taylor, though, had 1,585. That's the guy who got his extension.
Yeah. All right. So all those guys, 24 years old, 27. Jameer's right around the age of Bijan, 24 or so. That's this group that's getting paid. The guys that already have gotten paid are the Derrick Henrys. He's 32. He's still getting 15 a year, right? The McCaffrey, who's 30, who's getting 19 a year. And he kind of reset the market a few years back. And, Mike, you can be a Super Bowl MVP in Kenneth Walker. You're only getting $14.3 million.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I mean, he left the Seattle. Right. Seattle let him go, and the Chiefs pick him up, I think, is a good pickup, but it just kind of tells you, and he's 26 years old.
McCaffrey, by the way, now that I'm looking at the – look at the numbers.
Yes.
By the way, if you're new to the show, that's a Kendrick Perkins thing.
Look at the numbers.
Look at the numbers. McCaffrey, 924 yards receiving last year in that Shanahan offense. Bijan.
Beast.
With 820.
Didn't he beat us by himself, if I remember correctly?
Yeah. Again, I
– right? McCaffrey?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about our DC. He's had a bad week, obviously. But, yeah, that's the game that we didn't have enough guys on the field. Then we had too many guys on the field. But having 10 guys on the field against McCaffrey is really not ideal.
Well, I just remember that.
When he was a one-man gang in that game.
That game, they didn't have anybody else to throw to. I mean, honestly, like the wide receiving corps was a who's out there. Either way, they're all pretty good.
If you want to get upset or not,
what?
I'm going back to look at the numbers. Yeah, 129 yards on the ground, 72 in the air.
It's a beast.
You had one job.
He's a beast.
One guy to stop. That was also, correct me if I'm wrong, in the middle of the Divine Diablo injury.
It was. That was the five-game losing streak.
We needed him in that game. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the five-game losing streak. Hey, Fox announces the week one broadcast team, Falcons Steelers. You curious?
Who's on it?
Joe Davis, Greg Olson.
Hey.
Pam Oliver. It's the number 2 squad.
Hey.
For
number one
Fox.
In my book
for Fox, but that's who's going to be in Pittsburgh for the Falcon game. So if you're home and obviously watching the game, you're going to get a good broadcast. We'll have the game for you right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Of course, Wes and Dave will have all of the action for you. But I thought that was cool that they're put out the week one broadcast teams. And so I was wondering who we were going to get. Right. And I was just hoping we didn't get that guy.
Yeah. And Brady. How many 28-3 references can Brady squeeze into that broadcast?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
By the way, if you missed it yesterday, we were talking about the article that came out. It was in SI, and then I think Barstool reprinted it, that basically the CBS folks are kind of going to wait and see with Tony Romo to see what happens when he has his case heard in Wisconsin over that OWI operating while intoxicated. And some folks felt that, you know, maybe they'd be able to, you know,
put him on like double secret probation, drop him down to the second team, or he takes the first month of the season off. There's still some folks out there writing that they may try to use the morals clause in his contract. Basically, if you screw up, they can void the contract.
Yeah. Look, I said, you know, the money that's old, they're not going to get out of this. If that happens, Mike, unscathed, they're going to still have to pay him something.
Right.
But as of right now, he's still owed $70 million bucks. I think he's got 4 years left on the deal that he signed. It was a 10-year deal. So it's crazy for Romo. But, yeah, I'm curious to see how that shakes out. And, by the way, I'm not one of these people who are like, he should lose his job. I don't believe that.
No, I think he made a mistake. And, as I said, I think, you know, you got to know better. But there's, you know, if people want to get holier than now, that's your prerogative. But I don't think, should he lose his job over it? Now, the thing is, if there was executives at CBS who felt that he has slipped and he's not, I thought about 3 years ago he was great. And, you know, we talked about how he would basically analyze the play and you know exactly where the ball is going every time.
Yeah.
But it just, I don't know if he just got disinterested or just the goofy interest, I don't know, his personality. It just starts to rub some people the wrong way. I've never had a problem with Romo, though. Some people find him too goofy. And then sometimes things got so basic where now again, there's guys who do this for a living like Andrew Marchand, just want to crap on everything. But guys, Day-Day, Oren, you think Romo is a tough listen? And by the way, does anybody really care? That's why, I mean, you and I talked about this off the air yesterday. I don't even know why they pay these guys all these contracts. Because you're going to watch this game no matter who's calling it.
I said to you yesterday, they can enhance the game, and the great ones do. John Madden game, right? The great ones do. And
I think
so,
Greg Olsen's in that. I mean, Greg Olsen's, I think, the best of the guys today doing it.
So that to me is how I look at this. But, you know, there's a price that goes along with being a color analyst and calling NFL games. But, no, man, I like Romo. I don't have any issues with him as far as where he's at.
I don't know why. I kind of always got the impression when he first started that he was giving me Gruden vibes. So that kind of – I didn't – you know what I mean? It was for me. That was a tough listen because I just felt like
there's
was
only
too
one
much.
John Gruden.
Exactly.
I like Gruden. I like this guy. By the way, I miss him too.
I miss him. Yeah. Yeah. I
follow
him
on YouTube and Facebook and
I'm
stuff.
I'm catching
man.
The Falcon fever, baby.
He's fun. You know what? You want to try? You want to shoot for Coach? We haven't had him on in like it's been a minute. Try to get Coach on this year, man.
Yeah. He's fun, man. But to
Mike
your point,
and Carl, I appreciate you guys putting me on in Atlanta, baby. You know, I mean, love that guy.
Yeah, he's good, man. Right. But no, we'll see where that goes. We don't know where that's going to end up. Hey, also, Aaron Donald worked out in a helmet, which
means they had to put him on the report.
It was a big deal with the Rams. I want you to hear Sean McVay talking about Aaron Donald trying out for the Rams.
The NFL transaction Wire had Aaron Donald working out with the Rams today, which I guess...
Did it come across as a tryout?
It did come across as
best
a tryout.
Best tryout that we've ever had.
You think he could make the team?
No,
I think he could make the team.
The kid's got a shot.
Yeah. No, that was honestly our way of being able to get a workout with him within the parameters of what's necessary. But Giff Smith said it's the greatest tryout he's ever had.
I can imagine. I mean... Future Hall of Famer tries out. Yeah, look, that's tongue-in-cheek for Sean McVay, but that's how they framed it. I feel like he's coming back, and it's only a matter of time before it's announced. But, Mike, we said this too. How much of camp does he want to really deal with?
He's never been a guy that wants to do that. You know, he's the modern-day Lawrence Taylor. He can just show up. Oh, man, I saw the lights on at the stadium. I guess we have a game tonight, which Lawrence Taylor actually did, and then had three sacks in it. And Aaron Donald is that same guy. He's just a machine. I think he needs 2 weeks, not even. It's not like this guy, as we said, he's not Fat Thor. This guy stays like carved out of wood. He's going to come in and start throwing bodies around there at Rams practice. As you said, they had to call him off because he's disruptive. Like Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, he's disruptive, man.
Hey, practice, speaking of practice.
We're talking about practice.
Well, Todd Monken's already ticked off at somebody up in Cleveland. His name is Cameron Wolf from NFL Network.
Oh.
Cameron Wolf says that reported, that Todd Monken already laid out a plan to sort out the Watson-Sanders stuff in their quarterback battle.
Who's going
to
win it?
And that he's already decided that the competition would last into the depths of August with both quarterbacks getting a chance to start a preseason game. And according to Heavy.com, only problem is this. Monken said that's not quite what he told Wolf in a conversation on Tuesday. Apparently he's upset about it. Monken just told me a few minutes ago he's going to start one quarterback the first preseason game. Other will start most likely the next. That's what he said on NFL Network. Monken shots back and said, Camp took liberties with our conversation. Basically, we talked about how our quarterbacks are going to play in the preseason. Obviously, it was still a competition at the time. Why wouldn't you start one? Then start the other. And then we go from there. That's really what the conversation was.
I mean, he was pretty amped up.
Todd Monken is upset.
He wasn't wrong about what we talked about.
Because.
But they're going to play the preseason.
Because he hadn't told his guys.
Correct.
That's why he's PO'd.
Right.
He hadn't told Shador or Deshaun what he just told Wolf. And then Wolf was like, thanks, coach, and went on TV with it. That's what happened, Mike, because there's no reason for you to be all upset about this unless you hadn't told your guys.
Again, Oren just reminded, we talked about this yesterday, a coach who, you know, not really good at communicating.
Had a problem with Lamar Jackson. No, he wasn't talking with Lamar at the end, and he also wasn't talking with Stetson Bennett at the end. You know, who's the OC that was with Tech that went down to Florida? That was the guy that would have to communicate, basically. Yeah, Buster. Buster would have to. But Monken would tell Buster. Buster would tell Stetson. Apparently, that's what I was told.
Yeah, Buster Faulkner. That's funny though. But look, that's what that is. He didn't expect him to go exactly with what he said, and he did. And that's not Cameron's fault that he hadn't told his guys. You shouldn't be saying that. He should have said what Kevin Stefanski said.
We'll worry about that when we get there.
Right. Apparently, 7 touchdowns for Deshaun Watson in practice.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, we're really doing this. But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+. Plus,
practice yesterday, and one for Shador Sanders for people who follow that stuff.
Okay,
you got it. Who do you think is going to win that job? I think the guy they paid $230 million to. They're going to try to get one full season out of this guy.
Yeah, he's still getting 50.
Right,
he's still getting 50.
Now, Monk is going to say that's not the way he runs his ship, but I mean, Jimmy Haslam's a meddler. I think that's. I'm going to take a wild guess. They'll try to get one full season out of Deshaun.
Why this offense can be successful, guys. A guy we spoke to yesterday had an interesting thing to say about the quarterback situation. Stay there. We'll let you hear it next.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Boxing fans, mark your calendars. Ryan Garcia puts his welterweight world title on the line against hard-hitting top contender Conor Benn, plus undefeated Australian superstar Jai Opetaia takes on Noel Michalian. Saturday, December 12th, all live on Paramount+. The feud between Garcia and Benn reaches a boiling point in one of the biggest fights of the year. The best part? There's no pay-per-view. The entire event is included with your Paramount Plus subscription. Saturday, September 12th, stream Zuffa Boxing's Ryan Garcia versus Conor Benn live on Paramount+.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Sun pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.